I wanted to know about my victim, the kind of person she was, the things she did for a living, and the things she liked to do when she left her job. Perhaps each of you could tell us what you knew about Katrina, personally and professionally. We need every detail you can remember. Gaylord spoke first.
I would say I have the least to contribute, so I might as well go first. Do you know about the project we're collaborating on with the Museum of Natural History? I know there's to be a joint show next year, and that the celebratory announcement was last night, but neither Detective Chapman nor I know any of the details. There's been a rather intense rivalry between these two institutions for more than a century.
Why the conflict? Chapman asked.
Our founders wanted to use art to educate and refine the American masses, and to provide for them a knowledge of the history of art that existed in the great museums of Europe.
Wasn't natural history doing the same thing?
All three of the curators smirked in unison. That's hardly art, Mr. Chapman. Natural history museums developed from an entirely different kind of collecting mania. They are the descendants of what are known as cabinet of curiosities. Fossils, minerals, mollusks, shells, bugs, and the ever-popular dinosaurs. They have a fascinating repository of all the bizarre and wonderful creatures that have ever crawled and walked on Earth. Eric Post added,
They make a good effort at calling themselves scientific in this day and age, but for those of us in the museum business, they're just pickled remains. Lots of dead things in jars and behind glass walls.
But put the best of their exhibits beside a painting by Delacroix or Vermeer, and it's simply laughable, said Gaylord. We're not a warehouse of the bizarre and extinct. We are quite simply...